Two Monday night games tonight, y'all. We got a few things to talk about, but we're not gonna bury the lead because one of the ones ain't.
You talking about Trevor Lawrence a bust? Is that what we talking about?
I almost texted y'all and said we need to ban him from the show. It's just shit. Yeah, isn't it? Like 47? Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. We may not touch on it tomorrow. That's why we're gonna talk about both of them today.
Yeah, man. The lead story, of course, is the one that just ended in shocking fashion. The Bengals are 0-3. Mm-hmm. They are struggling with rookies, Nick. I don't know what it is about these damn rookies, bro. But damn.
Rookie head coach.
Rookie head coach, rookies, quarterback.
Geez, bro. Rookie DBs. Like.
What are your thoughts, man? Because the people want to hear from you, not me.
People relishing, bro. Before at the first half, it was the Reddit thread. Nigga already posted some shit. But Ken, like I said, coming into the season, I'm all man of Nick. You know what I'm saying? I said it during the Chiefs game that was a must win for first seed, you know, playoff contention stuff. Mm-hmm. They lost that on some goofy shit. This next game was supposed to be Burrow is like 3-0-1. Well, he's now 3-1-1 in week three. This is supposed to be the bounce back game at home, which last year we were in this position facing the Rams and won, but we clearly just lost this game in shockingly fashion because I didn't even expect that to a certain degree. Because I did tell you about the Commanders and Jaden Daniels, so I'm low-key kind of happy because I said he was going to be better than Caleb and win Offensive Rookie of the Year, and this was a clear showcase of that. But as far as the Bengals, again, I'm a Bengals fan for years, so I'm not really that down on this loss because I'm used to being embarrassed on Monday Night Football. But this is a horrible sign for the defense. The defense that looked really great last week against the world champs looked complete opposite. It looks like they play into their competition. We lost some people in that last game on our D-line, and it shows the Commanders could run the ball all over the place. If it wasn't for Eckler getting hurt, I think they'd still be running. And then Daniels just had the game of his career. Like, point blank, period. He had the game of his career. Last week, he beat the Giants without throwing a touchdown. This game, he looked like he couldn't stop getting touchdowns. So I got to give credit to Jaden Daniels. But as far as this Bengals team, it was something that didn't impact us last week. FIFO brought this up in our chat. He was like, the Bengals got to score touchdowns. You don't beat Patty by kicking field goals. And then to start this game, we had a great touchdown. And then after that, we just kept getting stalled by out of all defenses, the Commanders defense. And the weird thing about it is like we could get to the red zone, but we couldn't punch it in. It was like we could move the ball. It wasn't like we couldn't do shit. It was just like you can't get a score. They were a bend, don't break defense. Burrow looks good throwing the ball still. I'll say that. These are the only – I'm trying to pull out some nice little things. Burrow, bro, he throw the ball right where you – like, his accuracy, people are always talking about his wrist and is he still injured. At this point of the season, I think he's put that to bed because some of the ball placements he's had, it's, like, perfect. But it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. And I think he didn't expect that the offense would have to – carry the lead like it has or like it was expected to this game. This reminded me of like those Chiefs teams where Patty had a shitty defense and he had to win them all those games. Burrow ain't there yet. I think just getting back T. Higgins, it helped with, I guess, Chase having a breakout game, but it didn't help our offense overall because he barely made an impact here and there. He made a key third down here, but now this is an embarrassing loss. Now, I'm not going to panic and say the season's over because the Ravens just won their first game and the Steelers are the only one, like the Ravens won their first game and the Browns lost to the Giants at home. Like, so like, it's like the AFC North is still there for the taking, in my opinion, even though the Steelers are 3-0, they obviously have the best lead in the division, but I don't, this 17 weeks, 17 games, 18 weeks, there's a lot of football still left to be played. Granted, now our percentage dropped to make the playoffs to like less than 3%, but I still trust this team to kind of figure it out. It's just defensively, I think that's the biggest issue. Obviously, if we lose one more game and we're 0-4, then that's when I'm like, all right, the season's probably over. But I'm not really panicking just yet. I just look at a lot of shit where it's just, if the defense doesn't hold up its end, at least being a middle of the pack. Like, they gave up a lot. This is shit that we dealt with last year with the explosive plays. Like, you give up that play to Terry, to Scary Terry twice, which put them in the red zone, if not a touchdown, and you can't get them off the field. Like, the thing is, like, the defense will get you, like, will get you the third down stop, and it's just fourth down plays literally kept them in the game. They made a 20-yard play on fourth and two, then they make a fucking touchdown on fourth. It was just like, they, and it's not like they don't know how to play against this quarterback, because they play fucking Lamar Jackson, the best version of Jaden Daniels. So, I don't know. To me, it's an ugly, embarrassing loss, but I got one more game in me before I start really going ham on this team and saying, like, this team is really shit to bed. I think they play the Panthers. Yeah, on the road. And it's an Andy Dalton revenge game. I don't know. He came out busting against the against the Raiders. Yeah, against the Raiders. Got the point. What's his name? The head coach Pierce was cussing out everybody. He said, all y'all niggas getting fired.
He said, we're gonna have to make some business decisions.
I'm still obviously digesting the loss, but those are the things that I called out. I don't know. I don't think I'm being soft on my analysis. I'm just trying to be honest. Like,
you're processing.
Burrow didn't do enough in the red zone. When we needed points, we only had field goals. And then it's just like towards the end when it was the game was getting close, it was too late at that point. Now there was a pass interference call that wasn't called, but even then if we would have got that conversion, we'd still be down a field goal. And again, based off this defense, I don't think we would have stopped them anyway. Because if you can't stop them on 3rd and 15 or whatever, 12, whatever the fuck it was, then I don't see how you can win games like that, especially at home. So I got one more game in me before I panic, but right now it's looking terrible.
That Panthers win was an easy win until they switched quarterbacks. And we'll see how Dalton played, because, you know, I thought it was the organization fault, but I'm not going to get into that right now.
If he beats the Bengals, then yeah, it's the origin. Then yeah, then Bryce Young is trash. Bryce Young is trash. But right now, we got one more game, because that's the last cupcake game we got until we face the Giants, which at this point, shit, they beat the Browns. So, and the Browns got a better defense than we do.
Yeah. So, but they got Watson at quarterback, so he's struggling. So y'all got two winnable games with the Panthers and the Giants on the schedule. I'll even throw Cleveland there. It's possible y'all can get to 4-3.
My thing is not even that. We need to go 3-3. Because remember, I told you I was like at worst 3-3, at best 4-2. Now I was counting this game as one of the wins. Because I knew we were probably the next three games is what the Panthers. What is it? I gotta look at it. Either way, it's like the next three games are they must win. If we lose any of those, it's a wrap. It's like to get out of a 4-game hole is insane. So you got the Panthers, the Ravens, and the Giants. We got to win all three of those, and two of those on the road. Granted, they're both the easiest games out of the three with the Panthers and the Giants. But that Baltimore game, I mean, shit, with the way Derrick Henry was running yesterday. And the way our defense is looking when it comes to the run, that's the scariest game.
So Burrow tonight, 29-38, 324 yards, three touchdowns, no turnovers. Chase Brown ran the ball well. Zach Moss did as
don't
well.
Look at the stat. Don't look at the stats, Ken. The stats are going to make it seem like it was – you would be like, how the fuck did they lose this game? But it's like, granted, I'm not going to put it all on the defense. That first half, when it comes to those drives, you seen on the box score, it was like in the second quarter – the Commander scored 14 points and we only scored 2 field goals. Like, that's the game right there. Like, yeah. In a game where you got to put up points, you got to put up points. You can't.
Well, the game you didn't know you were going to have to put up points. No one knew. I mean, when you sent the text, we're back, baby. You know, I was like, well,
y'all. I jinxed the team. I meant to say that in another chat. And I was like, fuck it, I'll just leave it here. Because it was a perfect beginning to like, all right, this is gonna be the same thing like Buffalo doing in Jacksonville or with Jacksonville. Just blowout city. Like, we're just gonna prove that we're the better team. We're gonna get it out early. Let's do it. Let's get the lead now. And then it was just like, I didn't even like the fact that that they kicked the ball off to us for the first, you know, to start the game. Cause I knew whatever's gonna happen, I like having the ball on the second half to start off the second half. But since we scored early, I was like, okay, this is good, set the tone. They just kept going up down the field like that. Like, and it wasn't even like they settled for field goals either. They were all, I don't think they kicked the damn field goal until like the third quarter or some shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I think it was the fourth. Well, hold on.
I think it was the fourth quarter because they still was driving and they took it into the fourth quarter. Yeah, they didn't kick a field goal to the fourth quarter. And then even then, they scored another touchdown after that. It's like, you ain't winning games like this. This defense, man, I gave Lou credit. And then granted, he may be dealing with some injuries. he may be dealing with some injuries, but that defense is looking cheeks like last year. They can't stop anybody.
Yeah, 38 points to the Commanders with a rookie quarterback that...
Flawless game by the rookie quarterback, though, too.
Like, 91%, bro. Like
that's the rookie record, I think, for a game. You know,
and it really wasn't dink and dunks. Like, and he threw down the field on a couple of those passes. Scary Terry came out, bro. That last throw to Terry, bro.
It wasn't even a throw. It was the route. As soon as you seen dude that.
But look at the placement of the football was.
Once he burned him on a route, it was like, you just got to get him the ball. Like, the placement was great, but Dax Hill, he was a safety that we're trying to convert into a corner. And we don't have a number two corner since we lost Uzier to the Titans. And he proved why we still looking for a second number two corner. Cause I mean, he got burned. Cameron Taylor Bray got burned and he keep talking shit before the games. And it's like, this season is going in the wrong direction fast. And if they don't beat the Panthers, that's the season right there. If you can't beat the Panthers, I have no excuses at that point. I have no reasons. There's nothing else like for me to say. If we can't beat the Panthers on the road, with the season on the line, it's a wrap. Because then after that, we got to go home to Baltimore. And that's going to be another game of the year.
Yeah. And, Chase had a good game. But it's really about Jaden Daniels, man. I think 21-23, 254, 2 yards. And the thing about it is he made big play at the big play. He looked very, very poised standing back there, in the pocket. That touchdown to basically seal the game was clutch. With pressure, with the blitz coming at him, he stood in the pocket and he delivered a strike. So, as I mentioned in the chat, watching him play this game and seeing his composure, I don't know if it's him or if it's just the defense, but I'll say on air what I said to y'all is that he might be the CJ Stroud of this class. Like, just don't see it coming.
And I hate to say it, because last year against the Bengals, we saw the awakening of CJ Stroud.
Damn.
And then this year we're doing the same thing with Jaden Daniels. And the thing is, no one's really been talking about Daniels as like a standout QB from this rookie class. And I think this is the game where it's like, all right, now people are going to start watching the Commanders game, because that loss to the Bucks, if you're looking at the season now, they're 2-1. They could be 3-0. You know what I'm saying? Like that loss to the Bucks, I think that was just him still getting his feet under him. But again, Ken, like, he did not look like a rookie this game. Mm-mm. He made all the right calls. He made all the right plays. He made all the right throws. That's what I was trying to tell y'all, like, going into the season. I was like, people are sleeping that he's the number two pick in this draft. Like, I looked at him and I was like, bro, he got something that's different than everybody else. Now, I'm going to take back me saying that over the next 5 years, he's going to be better than Caleb. But I'm only doing that because that was me going too far. But I still stick 10 toes on my statement that he's going to be offensive rookie of the year. And like, it's not even going to be close, in my opinion, when it comes to Caleb. But
yeah,
we'll see how their careers go. But this, again, great breakout game for him. Ugly loss for the Bengals. That's about it.
Yeah. Caleb statistically had a good game. I didn't get a chance to watch it yet to see how he actually performed on the field.
You don't even want those garbage time.
Garbage time points. Okay.
It was garbage time.
Yeah. So I don't think that Jaden Daniels is more talented than Caleb, but I think the coaching is better. I think they got a good offensive-minded coach with Lincoln
Riley. I told you with Kliff Kingsbury, with Daniels, I know y'all was questioning me, like, with him. I was like, bro, he's one of them.
Kliff's not like Lincoln.
Yeah, I like him as an OC more than as a head coach. Like, he called up a great game plan. I think he called up a great game plan.
We'll see how the season play out with the Bears, but they better not waste that, brother. Like, they potentially could have wasted Fields. But nevertheless, man, great game by him. And this NFL season has gotten interesting, because I did not have the Bengals being 0-3. If you would have told me the Bengals were 0-3 to start the season, I wouldn't have believed you. If you told me the Jags were 0-3, I might have believed you.
I wouldn't have believed
even
you.
Even that's a shocker.
I wouldn't have believed you either, because I'm like, they're at least 1-2. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be 0-3. I wouldn't, if you would have told me going into the season that the Vikings would be 3-0 after all the injuries and all that stuff happened, I would be shocked too. Like, it's just like, this season has gone, no one knows what's going on this season. Like, I feel like everybody who the teams we thought were going to be good aren't good. The only good, I guess, outside of the Bills. And even then, most people were kind of iffy on the Bills based on how much they lost in the offseason. So that's the only reason why, if people are wondering, Nick, why you got hope in this Bengals team, they losing to the Pats and the Commanders, two of the worst teams coming into the season. I'm just saying, look, we could talk about a lot of teams where we'd be like, look, Nick, I didn't expect y'all to look like this, but here we are. So,
yeah, well, I'm going to really pay attention to, I'm lying. I'm not going to even say that, but I will be curious to see, maybe I'll go on The Athletic. They do a good job of reporting locally for some of these teams, because I really want to know what they're saying about what's going on in Jacksonville. To get shellacked like that by the Bills, 47 points, bro. Like, that's inexcusable.
It was early, too.
Yeah, it's just like, what's going on? Trevor was 7-14 for like 50 yards. Like, you can't – what is going on with him? You don't know where these guys are when you drop back to pass? Like, you can't read the defense? This guy – and I was a believer in Trevor Lawrence coming out of college. Like, he had it. And, you know
– I wasn't. I was like – let's see what this dude does. Cause I, like, coming out of college, I'm not saying I thought he was trash. I was like, coming out of college, like, he was a great quarterback in college. Mm-hmm. But I was just, for some reason, it told me, like, it was just the Urban Meyer year and how we all just pushed all that on Urban Meyer. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna agree with y'all. But I was like, but I still want to kind of hold off my reservation on saying anything else. And then it was that Doug Peterson, I think. Just the year, I think last year was more what cemented it to me. But before then, it was just kind of like, he seems like he's just winning off of things that don't reflect hit like what he's doing in the game. And then you see his turnovers. He's got the most turnovers, I guess, since. And it's like him and Josh Allen are in that game of like who could turn the ball over more the most. But he doesn't give you the Josh Allen results when it comes to touchdowns and all that shit. He's just giving you all the bad. So it's like, I just don't like even. And going back to that playoff game that they won, like he threw four picks and it was just like, I don't think this guy is as good as y'all say he is. And I watched that first half, or at least the first couple series that he had. It's just like they went three and out quick, Ken. It was just like the Bills did whatever they wanted on offense against their defense. And then like when he got on the field, it was like three and out quick. Back the Bills back on the field and they scoring again. He get the ball back, three and out quick. It's just like he doesn't really have an impact on the game. Now, this season, I was saying, I don't know if that's him or Doug Peterson, but obviously they're going to keep him. I think Doug is probably out of here. If they lose one more game, I think he out of there.
Yeah, Doug is gone.
I think at that point, you might as well fire the coach and just try to, you know, whoever's the intern, try to get maybe Mike Vrabel in there if you want to. Because well, at this point, he could pick whatever job he wants between Chicago and Jacksonville. Especially with Chicago having that defense, I could definitely see them getting him. But nah, I don't know what's going on in Jacksonville. I think Doug Peterson is probably gone.
Yeah, because when I'm looking at here's the thing, I do believe in the talent, but that shit only gets you so far. And when I'm looking at just the play calling that McDermott and these guys are calling for Josh Allen, I ask myself, why can't they call the same similar plays or design an offense very similar? And that's where I'm confused with him, because you know Josh and it's also decision making. Josh Allen will take the check down, but and maybe the play designs are better. But it's just like, why are you guys not calling plays for like this? Because it's not like they're running, you know, this unique offense. And I got to give it to Josh Allen. I got to commend him, you know, in terms of how he's playing. I'm still not there yet, but based on some of the teams he's played. But, I mean, Dalton Kincaid stepped up tonight. Keon Coleman got going. So you stack these wins early, and these guys, you start to build chemistry with these new weapons you got. What's that guy, the other receiver? Then
I'm secure.
Yeah, then you're working with something. Now what Josh Allen has proven is that it wasn't Stephon Diggs as late in his career here.
And I think it's one of those scenarios, Ken, where it's like if you still like young and you kind of grown into your looks, and then you get that first bad bitch, and then she give you the confidence in yourself. That after she leave, you can now go into you could be your own man. You could do your own thing. That's what I feel like where we were having that question going into the season. Like, how good is Josh Allen when he ain't got a bad bitch around him? Can he still pull? Can he still do his own thing? And we see, well, granted, again, he's doing it against teams going into the season. A lot of people didn't really care about with like against Arizona. Who did they play last week?
I forgot. They had
Miami. Yeah, they had Miami who gifted in that game before Tua got hurt. And then you got Jacksonville. And going into the season, we had questions about all three of those teams. So granted, you're 3-0, which is way better than what most teams are. They're the last undefeated, one of the last few undefeated teams in the league. I think the last six. So it's great to be in this position, but we still don't know how good you are. However, 3-0 is 3-0. You can't really sneeze down that. And it's all based off of Josh Allen. I mean, he literally won them that Arizona game. The defense won them the Miami game. And this is like a combination of both. You know, great defense, great offense.
Terrible Jag team.
terrible Jag team is what we're finding out. But I think Josh Allen right now is leading, probably be a leading case for MVP. Which I think people assumed if they were going to win games, it was going to be like that. He had to have an MVP season. So shout out to the Bills, what they doing.
Yeah, on the season, let's see, what's he? He has 371. They got their touchdown. They need to fix this. 371, that can't even be right yet. They need to update the stats on ESPN. because they have him as three touchdowns, and that's not a fact. Maybe that they haven't updated it with the game, with this game, but he hasn't turned the ball over.
He ain't turned that's the number one thing.
So, you know, he's doing what it takes, and that's it. So that wasn't much of a game. I think somebody said it was what 35-34.
It was the game. Early. The game was over like in the second quarter. I was just watching the Bengals game, not because I'm just rooting for them. It's like ain't shit else to watch. Like I'm about to watch that goofy ass shit. I don't got nobody on that my fantasy team play for either one of them. So
yeah, I don't. I think the ship has sailed on Lawrence and.
I don't think so. I think because
I don't know, Nick.
Well, because he just got paid. That's what I'm saying. Like I see people in the chat talking about some it's not on Peterson, it's Lawrence. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter if Lawrence is a bust, if he's trash. They already paid him. They have no other plan outside of him. Doug Peterson is the most expendable person on that team where you can hold accountability and say it's your fault. So they're going to move off of him and they're going to bring somebody else. I don't know who that will be. Probably an offensive coordinator. But Doug Peterson is supposed to be the offensive coordinator. So I don't know. He kind of goes against that whole you need a OC to go with your QB shit because it obviously ain't working. But I don't know. I don't know who they get. Mike Vrabel is the only one that's left out there that I respect as a head coach prospect. But maybe they get somebody new.
Oh no, man! I've held out hope, but now I think I'm done. I don't see it yet, but it just doesn't look good. So I don't know. I mean, I look at him like this offense looks terrible, but I don't know. I don't even know if it's worth it. But you know, Doug Peterson was supposed to be the guy. He's not. So now, I have to look at him a little bit differently.
Well, my thing is, again, this goes back to why we always have that conversation about how QBs get paid is because once you get paid, you locked into that motherfucker. Like, look at the Giants. We know who the problem is, but how many head coaches are going to have to be sacrificed for us to understand that it was all Daniel Jones? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's just like once you locked – and even with Miami now. Miami's about to go through this. Tua's not the one. Medically, physically, like whatever, however you want to dice it up, we know he ain't the one, but they're locked into Tua. So regardless of what happens, he has to be considered in all their plans moving forward. So.
All right. Well, yeah, that's what we got, man.
I just know on Tuesday, I already know FIFO, Q gonna show up, Sheldon gonna do his goofy ass shit. That's why I wish the Saints would have won because I could at least have it's just gonna be me and Lou. We're gonna be the two losers in the day.
Hey, it's not like I mean, the Eagles got lucky, you know, busted coverage and they free Saquon Walker.
15-12 is a crazy game. What is that, kid? I don't even know. That's not even high school. I don't even know when was the last time I seen
Pee-wee football.
Yeah, that's a 15-12 is insane. But I got something for FIFA though, because I got to figure out what team he rep. I don't know if it's Chicago or Miami, but we can have a conversation about either one of them.
It's Chi-Mami. Chi-Mami or something. Yeah, he bounced all over the place, bro.
He bounced all over the place. We gonna see.
Yep. Shout out to Devontae. It's been Trey versus the world since 2021. WTF. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Trey. I don't know. Yeah.
Especially since 2021. Can't be Trevor Lawrence. But anyway. Oh, Eagles outplay Sirianni. That's funny. Because I didn't know. Oh, Trey Lance. Okay, gotcha. I didn't know, maybe. I think I just, well, never mind. I'll say that. I got to do my research first. But anyway, that's our reactions to Monday Night Football. Hey, man, you showed up, bro.
Again, I am a long time. Y'all don't understand. For the only people who understand is probably Jets fans, Bills fans. If you're friends of these teams that have not won in a long time, Lions fans, like, bro, these games don't impact me like how y'all say it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he said Trey Hendrickson. Trey, he's the only star on that defense. Mm. Him and I would say maybe Mike Hilton. But the tackling was horrible. Tackling was horrible again this game. But
I don't have an emotional investment in the team like you, of course, because I'm not from there. But I follow the Bengals mainly because I was really pulling for Marvin Lewis, bro, those years he was there. And I felt towards the end, he was doing the brother dirty, bro. So, Bruh. Yeah, that man.
Nothing. My heart hasn't been broken like crazy since that playoff game with Burfitt and where, you know what I'm saying, where Jeremy Hill fumbled the ball, Burfitt knocked out AB, and probably is the reason why AB act the way he do now. Like, That's the kind of embarrassment and sadness that I still hold on as the, like, that's the bar. Losing to the Commanders on a Monday night game in a long ass season when we had, you know, a few years removed from going to a Super Bowl, some shit that I never thought I would see in a long time, let alone now. It's like, okay, yeah, we coming out shitty as fuck and Burrow needs to put more points on the board, but it's a long ass season. I'm not.
We lose one by 33.
This is sometimes that calls for it, Ken. Like, I can't always say he did his job when it's like, bro, if your job is to put points on the boards and we sell them for field goals, that's a problem.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, man, that'll do it for us, man. Make sure you guys come through tomorrow. It's going to be one hell of a show. You know, 9 p.m. I'll give you guys a quick preview of us. We definitely got to talk about San Francisco because they are in trouble with all of the injuries that's piling up on them. Unfortunately, we're going to talk about the Eagles, so we have to listen to Shelton. Definitely going to talk about the Chiefs, the Ravens, and some other stuff. So, yeah, man, come through tomorrow, 9 p.m. We look forward to seeing you get there, and we'll catch you guys then. We out. Peace.